Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum.
Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and this week we speak with Mark Bertha, the president and chief development officer at Sol Casinos in Tucson, Arizona, just days before the official grand opening of the new hotel, meeting space, spa, pool, and other amenities at the casino's Del Sol.
Wait till the warm-up's underway.
The Pascua-Yaqui tribe of Tucson has taken a reasoned attitude toward expansion. When the market is ready, they're ready. Well, the new addition to Casino Del Sol is one of the most impressive resorts in the Tucson area, competing not only with the nearby Tribal Casino, but also with the high-end properties dotting the surrounding mountains. Mark Bertha, a Las Vegas gaming veteran, was brought in last year to develop the new project. He discusses the goals of the tribe and how they hope the new facility will help them to accomplish those goals. Bertha understands why service is the key component, however, and how the employees, largely tribal members, were trained and educated. He spoke with me just days before the debut of the new facility on 11-11-11.
Your charms are right for these arms to surround.
Mark Bertha, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Here we are in your casino, Casino Del Sol in Tucson. You're ready for the big grand opening this weekend, and I got to say, you've done a tremendous job. So congratulations on the new hotel and everything else that's surrounding it here.
Thank you, Roger. It's an absolute pleasure to have you down here and be part of this. And yeah, it's turned out fantastic. We were on time. We were under budget. We built a beautiful four-star, four-diamond quality property down here in the southern Arizona market. And from all of the people who have been to the property already in our sort of soft opening, the story is, I had no idea, is the most common comment, and
right.
It's all positive. People
right.
just had no idea we were building such a quality property out here, and it's turned out great.
Now your main gaming competition is the Desert Diamond Tono Odom tribe just up the road. But other than that, you're really competing with the wonderful resorts that are in the Tucson area, correct?
Yeah, very clearly. We are the best of both worlds. We are gaming and we are a hotel resort. So we have the opportunity to look at both market segments.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we will compete on the gaming side with the Desert Diamond property. But more importantly, we're going to be diversifying our revenue streams and looking at competing on the resort side with some of the well-known resorts here in southern Arizona, which allows us to go after now the rooms business, the food and beverage business, and, of course, the meetings business that we help to focus on diversifying our revenue streams and bringing in a whole bunch of brand-new customers and, and growing the profitability and performance of the property going forward.
Right, right. Now, just give us some of the ideas of what other amenities you have here. Certainly, the hotel is fantastic. You've got 2 floors of suites, 8 floors of standard rooms, which are beautiful rooms themselves. Beyond that, what else do we have?
Yeah, so we've got a great bunch of amenities that obviously are very, very publicly available, and some other hidden surprises that you would find on the property. Our 10th floor of rooms is something we call the Sky Level, which is our VVIP level of rooms, kind of a little mini hotel within a hotel with great incentives and amenities that guests on that level will be able to enjoy, including 1- and 2-bedroom suites. We have a brand new spa called Hiopsi Spa and Fitness, which is a great new facility with 4 treatment rooms, a manicure and pedicure room, a double treatment room that is beautiful and has a number of tribal wellness program amenities and services that are unique to the marketplace as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have 65,000 square feet of both indoor and outdoor meeting space, including our 18,000 square foot ballroom, which turned out absolutely beautiful and is a great new opportunity for us to hold both casino events, concerts, and activities, as well as, of course, trade shows, meetings, and all types of convention and conference programs. We have a beautiful brand-new pool, outdoor pool area that has 5 cabanas, the Oasis Bar and grill out there, as well as a splash pad, 2 jacuzzi whirlpool tubs, 30,000-square-foot event lawn. And then we have another hidden jewel, kind of we're calling the Fountains of Soul, which are 6 different choreographed water shows each evening that are choreographed to songs like Frank Sinatra's Luck Be a Lady or Andrea Bocelli's song or even the Black Eyed Peas that go off every night that provide, you know, free entertainment to our customers out on the pool deck or when they're doing an event or a wedding or something like that. Mm-hmm. We've got four levels of parking, 1,100-spot parking garage that's brand new. We have two brand new Starbucks. We're the only casino in the state of Arizona to have the Starbucks program here in the property. And we're the fifth property in the United States, tribal gaming property, to have a Starbucks venue. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that. We have our new PY Steakhouse, which is a beautiful 98-seat fine dining restaurant with a what soon will be an award-winning wine menu and an award-winning food program here, as well as a 20-seat private dining room, about a 1,000-bottle selection menu of wines on our menu there as well. And then we will be opening our brand-new buffet, which is about a month away. That will open up on December 7th, the Festa International Buffet, which has three live-action cooking stations and about 200 seats of great buffet dining. That will be a fantastic new amenity for both our casino guests and our leisure and corporate travelers as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a number of great new amenities. It's a beautiful new property. And, you know, a lot of hidden little gems in the culture and the history of what we put into this building.
Right. Now, I was impressed with the bars and how comfortable they are. You've got the lobby bar is just very comfortable. There's a fireplace in there, big overstuffed chairs. Do you expect that to be very successful?
Yeah, I do. And thank you for mentioning that. Prima is our lobby lounge, and it's actually the Italian word for first. First place you see when you walk in the door, first place you go to have a cocktail before dinner or a show at Ava. You know, it's a great new venue, and it really feels like a living room in a, you know, in a lakeside or, you know, countryside chateau that you'd be able to relax in. Very, very comfortable amenities, you know, televisions in the room, beautiful fireplace with glowing lanterns on top of the mantle. And then, you know, that also brings into display our food and beverage program. We looked at making sure that we literally raised the bar here with our food and beverage program, and we went out and hired a sommelier for the property, and we also went out and hired a master mixologist for the property who's focused on basically creating a brand new program here. We have our own barrel of Herradura tequila, our own barrel of Woodford Reserve bourbon that are specially designed and selected for our property. We have all handcrafted beverages, fresh juices, you know, fresh ingredients. We brought in Tony Abuganim from Las Vegas, who I worked with at Bellagio when we opened that property.
Wow.
He did 40 hours worth of bartender, you know, mixology training with all of our employees. So we very much committed to, you know, having a great high-quality resort experience on every level. You know, obviously the gaming side, of course, which we've already had, but more importantly, all of the new food and beverage and hotel and spa and conference amenities as well.
Okay. Now, you know, the touches in this property are very, very much like a casino resort you might see in Las Vegas or one of the other great gaming destinations. But, you know, this is a small tribe. I mean, it's, you know, the casinos that they've had, they have one small casino of the sun, and then of this one, which was a nice casino, but it was just a casino, and it's just not, you don't have the corporate infrastructure there. How did you arrange to get this built in such a quality manner?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have to go back to the Tribal Council and their vision from day one here. You know, if you see the existing Casino del Sol property, the casino itself, you know, was very, very airy, very light, you know, beautiful design, sort of evoked a little bit of an Italian look and feel to it with the cobblestone and the blue ceiling, you know, the sky ceiling, etc. And so their vision was basically to enhance that and focus on, you know, of course, building a brand new resort property to accentuate the existing casino, but more importantly, it was to have a vision of creating really a unique property here in the Tucson marketplace. We have a tremendous visitation from the Mexico market, and so those customers definitely appreciate a fine quality experience. They love to have entertainment, they love to eat and drink, and of course they do love gaming as well, and so this was absolutely the best of everything. So their vision from day one was to have a very high-quality experience that was differentiated in the market. And it's funny, through this process of the last 18 months building the hotel, you know, we almost kind of nicknamed it Vegas on Valencia in a funny way, because definitely the vision of creating something smaller, boutique-ish, and intimate, but with a lot of the Vegas flavor of design and quality and programs and amenities was very much the vision and something that they wanted to try and execute here for not only the customer, for our employees, and of course for the tribal community as well.
Right, right. You know, it has that Tuscan theme, so it's not themed like many tribal casinos are after the culture. But there's a lot of touches of the culture in here. You pointed out in the spa, certainly the name of the spa is a Yaqui word.
Yep.
And the names of the rooms in the convention area are all Yaqui words, plus there's some beautiful artwork by a tribal member.
Yep.
Explain how you incorporate that with the Tuscan feel.
Yeah, I mean, and it's absolutely a perfect, you know, observation there, and thank you for mentioning that. You know, that was the vision. I mean, we wanted to create a four-star, four-diamond resort experience. So if you were here in Tucson or you were coming from Mexico or from anywhere in the Southwest, you almost felt like you were being whisked away to you know, Lake Como, an Italian, mm-hmm. you know, lakeside, a Tuscan village, something like that, city. Where you would have that kind of quality and the detail of the finishes in the rooms. You know, all the artwork was selected, you know, personally to make sure that you evoked that kind of theme and feeling of literally being in a high-quality sort of European Tuscan type of resort. But at the same time, you know, it was absolutely essential to us to make sure that we kept in mind the culture, the history, and the journey the tribe took to get to where they are today. We wanted to make sure that we invoked that in a way that was not commercialized. So very clearly, we basically created a thread that ran through the entire resort property. And that thread is, as you mentioned earlier, is definitely seen in like our Hiapsi Spa, which is the word for heart and soul. And we'll have tribal treatments and wellness programs in there as well that will be very unique. You see it in the ballroom areas where each of our meeting rooms has a name that is a Yaqui word for instance, for sun or star or moon. And the artwork in the corridor around there in the pre-function area was all designed by a tribal, you know, Pascua Yaqui tribal member here who did all the artwork. And it invokes a story about the history and the culture and, you know, the road that it took for the tribal members to get here. In the rooms, for instance, you know, something very subtle, you know, all of the amenities have a story on them and a name on the shampoos and conditioners mm-hmm. and all the products that is a Yaqui word, a Pascua Yaqui tribal word that basically tells a story about the earth and the sun and the ocean. Mm-hmm. And the amenities are designed to basically tell that story on there. And the products were specifically selected, you know, to kind of have a Native American, you know, feel to them mm-hmm. and story about them. So, you know, everywhere you look, it's definitely a Tuscan resort experience that we thought would definitely stand out in this marketplace for our customers. But at the same time, you have these beautiful threads that run through the building, if you're looking for them, that tell a little bit of story and the history for our guests to enjoy that are looking for that type of experience at the same time. So,
okay. Another thing that's unique to this property is that the vast majority of your employees are tribal members.
Absolutely.
Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, that was a fantastic journey that I was able to take. You know, and we committed to being 80% tribal member in our hiring program. We've probably got about 325, 350 brand new positions mm-hmm. in the building. And our commitment was to try to reach 80%. And actually, as we get close to opening now, we are actually at 82%. Mm-hmm. So of those 350 positions, 82% of them were actually hired. We hired tribal members. And so that was, of course, something that I don't know has been done anywhere in the industry before,
right.
And it was a huge victory for our entire team of executives here and management and everybody else. We started literally recruiting and staffing a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we partnered with a local community college, Pima Community College here, to create a hotel overview training class.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally a year ago, we invited the tribal members in the community to come out and learn about what a hotel is. What is a resort hotel?
Mm-hmm.
We had classes on housekeeping, general overview classes on the front office, you know, on food and beverage, on the spa, on retail, etc. And over the course of that 3 months, we then took people who were still interested in getting the jobs that were going to be available, and we started putting them in more specific training programs
mm-hmm.
That Pima put together with our training and development department here. And we basically trained them for the next 6 months on actually how to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we started hiring actual employees earlier this summer, you know, we had a pool of a few hundred people that were already sort of trained, at least at the basic stages, mm-hmm. of how to do the job, how to actually train somebody to clean a room. We have model rooms here that we took our future housekeepers in there, and we actually had them clean the actual room that we were going to be mm-hmm. having in the hotel. So we committed both financially, on a human resource level, you know, literally a year ago, to find people who we believed had the right personalities and qualifications and commitment, bring them in, provide the training, and then hire them, and then spend the next 3 to 4 weeks training them on site in the actual procedures and policies and expectations of what the property would be. And then that rolls right into, obviously, our opening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been very successful. And, you know, what I've noticed, too, is, and something I haven't noticed in the commercial space, which is where my experience predominantly has been, there is an absolute pride and this sort of, you're in my home, I'm going to take very good care of you, in the employees. Mm-hmm. And so whether they're opening the doors, they're taking people on tours, they're showing people the Native American threads that we wrapped in the building, or they're just very proud to show off what they've basically created here.
Sure.
And that is something that, you know, we're all proud of the organizations and the buildings and the properties we work in and the people we work with. But there's something different here where this is a sense of community. It's a sense of inviting people into their own homes and sharing that evolution with our customers and our guests. And, of course, our employees, that to me has been truly special. I've never seen before anywhere.
So they certainly understand that while this is a beautiful facility, all top-notch amenities, it really doesn't deliver unless they deliver as employees.
Absolutely. And they're all committed to that. Mm-hmm. They realize that passion, that training, that level of expectation is absolutely critical for us to be successful,
mm-hmm.
You know, not only to meet our four-star, four-diamond type of requirements we're hoping to hit on our standards and the quality of service and product, but more importantly, to basically deliver an experience to our customers that you can't find in this marketplace,
mm-hmm.
you know, both on the resort and on the gaming side. And so that, I believe, is something that our management team has done a very effective job at communicating. You know, our marketing line, you know, our new branding statement going forward is raise your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as much a public statement to our guests as it is a private kind of internal statement to our employees mm-hmm. and to the community. And that is, you know, we've done great business up to this point at this level, but let's raise the expectation of performance that we're going to do going forward in the gaming space, in the resort space, in our food and beverage areas. And let's all commit to trying to create something truly unique here, define a whole new level of experience. And, you know, of course, raise expectations across the board. And I think, you know, as we go into our opening, we are doing, you know, a great job at doing that. And it really is that passion, that commitment that our employees take, you know, to their job every day that allows us to meet that standard.
Great. So what are some of the exciting events coming up for the grand opening this weekend? 11-11-11.
Yes, it's a date that is easily remembered and will basically usher in a whole new experience here in the market. We have a great weekend lined up. We'll obviously have a ribbon cutting and a fireworks display on 11-11. We'll be doing a salute to the veterans, mm-hmm. you know, which are very special to us, of course. We have a concert that evening featuring Pepe Aguilar here in our AVA Events Center,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have free Tejano music in our ballroom that evening. The big event is going to be Saturday, November 12th. We have a headliner event in AVA, which is our amphitheater, with Tim McGraw. Tickets are already sold out. Mm-hmm. 5,000 seats went very, very quickly. He will be our headliner for the evening, and then we actually have a free concert afterwards with Cheap Trick, kind of mix it up a little bit mm-hmm. for our customers. And then, you know, of course, our steakhouse and our spa and the lounges and the rooms are all going to be filled with, you know, our very special VIP guests who are invited this weekend to kind of usher in and celebrate, you know, this road that's taken us to where we are today and, of course, to commemorate and hopefully enjoy what will be coming down the road for the future of the tribe and the gaming enterprise as well in the future, which we have a lot of things that, you know, will be great to look forward to, you know, future developments as well.
Great. Well, congratulations on this property. It's a fantastic job that you and your team did here, and we're going to stay in touch and make sure we hear the future of what's happening with this tribe, because it's an exciting area and an exciting property, and we know it's going to be a success.
Thank you, Roger. It's a pleasure to have you down here, and we appreciate your support, and hopefully have a lot of your listeners come down and experience our new property in the future.
Absolutely.
I'm going to teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine.
Thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn more about the issues discussed today or anything about the gaming industry, visit our website at ggbmagazine.com. For weekly updates on the industry, subscribe to GGB News, the only weekly e-news magazine dedicated to the breaking news of the gaming business. To see a sample issue, visit ggbnews.com. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the interview, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.
Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Oh, out of a tree of life, I just picked me a plum.